Good morning.
Yes, it's working. Okay. It's 9:48 a.m. I'm going to tuck this back in my pocket. 9:48, yeah, about before 10 o'clock. I got half my words this morning and then said, okay, that's half. I'm going to take my walk now. I need to start getting the walk in earlier in the morning because it's getting warmer. And of course it did. This morning it's like 38. It's barely 40 degrees out here. And windy. So it's still very nice. It's still very pleasant. I dressed for it. I got a windbreaker on. And there's a long and involved story that I don't really want to get into about Chamard. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's the square head scarf that you're probably most used to seeing it on Middle Eastern people, desert people. It's apparently it's between 42 and 47 inches square, folded in a triangle and then wrapped around your head. And as a mask for coronavirus, it's a cloth mask. So, yeah, okay. Nobody's gonna wear it in a surgery. But I went to the grocery store yesterday morning and I wore a paper mask that really did not work well over the beard. And I'm dealing with the issue of, do I shave the beard so that I can wear a mask? Or get somebody else to go out to the grocery store? or what? So, a few days ago, and I think literally like 6 or 7 days ago, sometime last week, Danny Cutler on somebody I follow on one of the Facebook groups, Colorado Publishers and Writers. Good morning. Started showing off t-shirt shoe mugs, and I thought, oh, because it's you know, she just posts a picture of a selfie of her, you know, peering out of the neck hole of a t-shirt, and I think the first day I saw it, I thought it was a joke. And the next day she's got a different t-shirt. And the next day she's got a different t-shirt. And apparently she made one out of a nightgown. And I try to figure out, is this real? Is this a thing? It turns out, yes, this is a thing. There's a kid who learned a trick from his father, who was a Marine, and taught him how to tie a t-shirt into a shamog. And I'm looking at that going, I got t-shirts. I wonder how that works. So I watched the video. I had to watch it like 4 or 5 times before I finally figured out how to make it work. And the answer is I was making it way too hard. It's really easy. Just tie the sleeves, put it over your face, like on your nose. Or I found it works easier if I put it on my forehead and tie it around my head, starting at my forehead. And then pick up the part of the t-shirt, the body of the t-shirt, the lower hem, and pull it back over your head until you can peek out the neck hole. And then arrange the neck hole so that you can see it and do it. And it works really well. The first time I did it, I was like, everything was sort of like cattywampus on my head. I didn't quite have it square in the back. It didn't hang right. And so I tried it a couple more times, and the next thing I know, it's like, I'm looking at it going, it's actually pretty cool. The downside is now I want a Shimbark. I want a real one. I want an actual cotton. Shimbark. But I took a selfie for the Selfie Self-Love group this morning and posted that. I did it all through March. I did a selfie of me every day through March. And then kind of fell off the wagon on April. All my pictures look the same because I'm always in the same place all the time when I take the picture. I'm always sitting in my chair staring at the screen. Morning. So this morning I took one. I put a t-shirt over my head and folded it up like a schmug, and then put on one of my hoodies and pulled that up. It's just me staring at a computer screen with a schmug on my head. It just made me laugh, which is good because everybody needs a laugh now and again. And then I'm sitting there right away and realized, like 45 minutes later, realized I'm still wearing it. I still have it on. It's, you know, it's still on my head underneath my hoodie. That's really comfortable. It was really comfortable. So yeah, now I want one. Now I want a real one. Maybe 4 or 5, I don't know. Mix and match and train with your friends. They're cotton. Machine washable, like a t-shirt. I suppose there's no, I don't know the cotton. Well, my cotton sheets are machine washable. I could probably make one out of a sheet. Or I could probably make 3 or 4 out of a sheet. 42 inches by, or they're square. And all of the dimensions that I've seen online are all 42 or 47 inches. I'm not exactly sure why 47, other than it probably started out as a 4-foot piece of cloth that got hemmed. Just a guess. So that's what I've been up to today. I got to the end of Otto. I'm at the end of Otto. It's 60-something thousand words. I'm gonna have to prune it down a little bit. There's a lot of meander in the middle of it. But I'm at the end of Otto, and the second draft is gonna take a while. But I also got I also heard from Jesse Young, the cover artist, that he is available, and I sent him the details. So I'll have a cover for Troy Harbor when it comes out. I may have to change the name. I may have to change it to Finwell Bay. I don't know. We'll see. I think Troy Harbor is going to be the answer because Troy Harbor is the key to all of it. And so I'll probably stay with Troy Harbor just because I like the title better. Troy Harbor is the key to the whole mystery. It's the key to the whole series. And so, yeah, they're probably going to stay Troy Harbor. Will I write another one after this? I don't know. This Otto story was actually pretty much fun. I have to see what it's going to look like once I get it merged together with the Angela half of the story. But having just done this once with my kid, for a hostage, seeing these two stories running in parallel and then interleaving them in a way that makes sense to the story actually is not something that I've had to, that's completely foreign to me, something I've done before already. So I'm pretty stoked about that. This should make that second draft go a little bit smoother. I still have to do the second draft for Dark Knight Station. I don't have a cover for that coming yet. I need to find somebody. I need to find an artist I can get to do it. An old time cover. I'm sure I can find one. I just have to make the effort to do that. And right at the moment, the only effort I've been able to expend is trying to keep my head above water and do my words every day. I forgot spaghetti. Speaking of what I need to do in the course of a day, I probably need to make yogurt today. I got another pot roast at the store yesterday. I just had pot roast the other day. Pot roast will hold for a while. A pot roast will hold for a few days. It'll hold longer than the ground meat. And I don't want to crack open the corned beef yet. Ham. The ham actually has the longest life, but it's also a big chunk of meat that we could be eating on for the rest of the week. That might be the right answer for the day. I did get some sweet potatoes, so I can have ham and yams, which is actually a family favorite here, ham and yams and green beans. And everybody likes that. That might be the right answer for the day. That also means I don't have to go home and start cooking crap, making a mess in the kitchen, taking time away from writing. I still have to do another at least 1,500 words, probably 1,700 words. I have to see how it looks. I'm doing the new, what is it, Swamp Quest? I think it's Swamp Collecting. Collecting swamp algae and river grass. And I've got a couple of, I got a bunch of quests where, well, I don't. I'm actually down to, I think I'm under 10 quests at the moment. I went through a bunch and kicked them all off. And I'll have to wait for some of the global ones to come back. But for the words, I know I've talked about it a lot, and I apologize, but For the Words has made such a huge difference. I'm going to play the writing game for 2 or 3 hours a day. And it, even on my worst days, I'm getting 3,000 words in less than 2.5 hours, so. But the writing game, so I'm gonna play it every day. And I can keep my streak alive at 444 words, but I was gonna say pressure, but that's not it. It's what I want. I wanna write 3,000 new words every day. I wanna see if I can do it. I wanna see if I can keep it up. I wanna see if I can maintain that level of productivity, at least through the month, if not through the quarter. And as I'm going along, the 3K a day is getting easier. If I remember correctly, I think 2K a day. There were days when 2K a day was a stretch. I don't know if you can hear the grackles. There's 10, 12 of them sitting in various trees all around me. But I only did Novelrama. A Novelrama, I had to do 7,000 words to make up for the fact that that first Friday, I only did 3,000 over the course of the whole day. tomorrow's going to be a struggle. I have to remember tomorrow to get up and not have coffee or coast or anything, because at 7 o'clock I'm supposed to be at the hospital for another CAT scan on my neck. Then I can come home and have toast and coffee and everything else. I should probably wear the schmog over there. It's the closest thing I have to an actual mask that actually fits correctly. Oh yeah, worked up a sweat and now I'm going to walk into the wind. The wind's coming right out of the northeast. It is a steady wind. There's a flag flying here on this flagpole, which is where they normally fly. There's a flag flying in this, and it's fully extended, waving in the breeze. So whatever that fully extended flag signifies, it's like 20, 30 miles an hour, I think. It's coming straight out of the northeast, coming in off the plains, but it's still cold. It's blowing tears out of my eyes. That's the other thing about the schmuck. There's not a lot of face for you to touch. It's crazy. I'm ridiculously delighted by this wearing a t-shirt on my head thing. It's silly, it's foolish, it's fun. I don't care. I'm gonna take fun where I find it. There's too little of it these days. What else? Oh, the freebie, the Lois McKendrick omnibus started its free run today. There's a lot of people who are commenting on it and replying to it and forwarding it, and I'm very grateful. It'll help get some words into people who want to read some stuff, I think. I've given away like 100 copies, but I don't know how many of them are to people who've already read the books and are only doing it to boost my score, which is nice, I appreciate it. But, you know, for the completionists among you who need to have a copy of everything, there's the Omnibus Edition, which is free today, even if you've read them all already. Just saying. Yep, that's a cold wind. Let me zip up my hoodie. It's chilling my ears down pretty good. Last street. Here we go. Here I come. Up to the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.